Tuam, County Galway. Tuam gets its name from the tumulus, a Bronze Age burial ground on which the town is built. It was established in the 5th century when St. Charlotte founded a monastery there, stopping when a wheel broke in his chariot. The O'Connor kings, Thurlock and Ruri, lived here in the 11th century. Thurlock built a castle and an abbey, which later became a cathedral. All that remains is part of the wall of their castle, a stone throne known as the Chair of Tuam, and the O'Connor name. Attacked several times in the 16th and 17th century, the town has stood up to the ravages of time, as too have four of its most famous current inhabitants, the Saw Doctors.
How did the Soul Doctors begin?
Oh, it's a long story. We just had songs left over from a band Davy was in called Blaze X, and there was a girl called Mary O'Connor who lives beside Davy. So we just started getting that together and recorded a couple of songs, and then I suppose the big break that you really need to know about is that Mike Scott and the Waterboys took us on tour in Ireland in winter 1988. And in spring 89, they offered us the British tour to support them around here. So that was our first visit to Britain, and that's 10 years ago. So that's kind of how we started. I wouldn't like to go into any more detail because it could take a long time.
Well, you did have a very spectacular single success early on.
Well, in 89, Mike Scott produced N17 for us, which did okay. It got a little bit of airplay, got the band kind of half known in the media. And then the following summer, we put out I Used to Love Her as a single, and it took 13 weeks to get to number one, and it stayed at number one for 9 weeks. So that kind of changed it a bit for us, yeah.
I used to love her, I used to love her once. Long, long time ago, I used to love her, I used to love her once. Long, long time ago, it's gone. All my love is gone.
Do you ever get sick of playing it? Do you ever think, oh God, not I Used to Love Her again?
Oh, we did certainly get sick of it. We don't play it very often nowadays. We played it if we were in the humour for playing it. In some ways, it was a millstone around our neck. We were put into a box where people said we were just a novelty band that could only sing funny songs down a certain direction, and that was never what we intended, because anybody who listened to even the first album, there was a huge variety of songs on it and styles, and we never thought we were just a kind of I Used to Love Her band. I mean, it was a brilliant move for us and a whole lot of luck that it got out to so many people. It got us trips abroad, you know, it got great publicity for us, but it also did put us into a box, which didn't help us completely either.
But it goes along with your image of being a really good party band.
It does, yeah, you know, it's funny because we're not the greatest people to have at a party, but the music we play seems to suit people for having a bit of fun. But we have a lot of sad songs as well and serious songs, so we like to do the full spectrum of emotions.
Hey, I can't say that I love you, I can't say that I don't.
A long gap between your first album and your second album. What happened there?
Oh, the difficult second album, that always happens. You're writing your first album for 15 years. By the time you go to do a second album, you've kind of used all the songs and you've been really busy because we had a hit single and just running around the place and doing all the gigs and all the publicity. So we just didn't have time to write a whole load of songs for a second album. It took us a while to get them together.
But your songs don't seem to reflect the traditional sort of rock and roll cliches, you know, life on the road, easy sex, drug abuse. You write songs about very, very ordinary subjects.
Yeah, we just like to live the other things. And we don't really get inspired when we're travelling. We don't write any songs when we're travelling. We generally write when we get home to think about things and try and write songs that everybody would understand, that are not kind of saying, oh, aren't we great going around in a fancy bus and living it up? Because who wants to hear that? Like,
I noticed you played Glastonbury, Roskilde.
We generally do, you know, a 2-3-week, 4-week tour in the wintertime, and then as many festivals as will have us during the summertime.
And you've also played in people's living rooms as well.
We have. We played in a man's living room up in Yorkshire for the opening of the tour in 1993, I'm guessing. We went around to his living room and we had a great hoolie entirely. It was silly, but it was great.
doing just once would be enough. For those who've lost in life for love, for those who've lost their guile and nerve, their innocence.
You're very much associated with your hometown. How do the people of Tuam react to you now?
I suppose when we had the serious success with the single, the number one and all that kind of thing, you know, we are a kind of a community-based band. And people were very proud of us, and we got great support from Tuam always. I think while people were very proud of us and all that, the image of us being in a band that was successful was a slight little wall as regards getting back into the depth of the community. Like, whereas in the last few months now, the band hasn't been that busy, and I've been hanging around at home, and I feel like it's back to the way it used to be and it should be. People see you as the fella living in the street rather than as the fella that was in the band or on the television or whatever.
Have you ever thought about seriously relocating?
No, it wouldn't be possible for us. We are pretty much based in a family way around County Galway, so it wouldn't suit us at all to relocate. But, you know, that whole philosophy of relocating for success, it was never our thing. I mean, we like the band to be a part of our lives. It's very important, but it's not the most important.
We've crossed the seas together, and we've had our ups and downs. We've gone further than we ever dreamed from our County Galway town. Well, if we're up on top tomorrow, or if it all just ends.
You play a lot in America.
Yes.
And Rolling Stones say you're trying to conquer it gig by gig. Is America important to you?
Well, anywhere is important to us where we can get a new audience and freshen it up. America has been the territory that we've concentrated on most for the last 2 or 3 years. And we've made great progress, but the vastness of the place is just hard to get into your head. I mean, doing a gig by gig is just not possible. So luckily we get on the flies over there where we get out to play in front of maybe 20, 30, maybe more, 1,000 people in one go instead of having to play to them in 400 gigs. In particular in the States, in a country that big, you do need the media help and the backing of a bigger shop window and a record company or whatever. You know, in Ireland you can do the gigs and get there, but in America it's a different story, but we're doing very well and we're delighted. And we've done 3 coast-to-coast tours, you know, 6 weeks in the bus across through the Rockies, up the west coast to Portland, Oregon, and ended up in the east coast to Portland, Maine, and Kansas City down the middle. It's a wonderful experience. It's a dream come true, really, that you could put a band together to sing a few songs about a small town in the west of Ireland, and you get to go on a big bus all around the States and sing them to people, to new people. But we'd like to go anywhere. I mean, we'd love to go back to Australia. We were in Australia for 2.5 weeks in 1993, and it was way too short. But we got on really well out there, and we get the feeling that a lot of people are saying, why don't the Sawed Off just come back to Australia? We get a lot of email and a lot of just little feedbacks from there. And we'd love to go to somewhere like Japan as well, and Russia. We'd like to go anywhere, you know, we don't really care. A new audience, new place, wherever is viable, we'll try and go.
You did play concerts in Paris and Brussels, I believe, on one tour.
We did, that's right, yeah, which was wonderful. It was a killer, though, at the end of the tour. You had a big pocket full of useless change.
Now as I tumble down highways, filthy overcrowded trains, there's no one to talk to in transit.
For your last album, you didn't produce any singles off it. Why not?
No, well, originally we thought that Joyce Country Cayley Band or Would It Ever Stop Raining would be a single, and we had meetings and we said we might put them out, and somehow we just never got around to it. I'm not sure why. Putting out a single in Ireland is quite easy. It's not a big operation. Putting out a single in Britain is difficult. It's very costly, and it's a big gamble, and we find it hard because we're not the most trendy and popular band in media circles. A single is really no good unless it stays in the charts for a few weeks. You know, we have managed to get singles in the charts, but then if it doesn't get the airplay and more people listen to it and like it, it just fizzles out again. That's not a complete result.
What's been the highlight of your career so far?
It's hard to say. I mean, getting the festival organised for the hometown was fabulous. There was a great weekend in Tuam, so that gave us great satisfaction. But we've had an awful lot of highlights, you know, getting to play in places we could never have dreamed of. And I can remember nights like we played in Nashville 2 years ago, and Nashville isn't a big town for the Saw Doctors, certainly wasn't at that time. And there was only like 100 people there, or less, 80 maybe. And I just enjoyed the night so much it'd be hard to describe, you know. We're hoping to go to the States in March, and then hopefully do a few festivals. Get the album out is the main plan. You know, that's however long that takes. We have to just sit down and get that done, because it's very hard to make progress for people to hear hear you in a new light unless you have new material for them. We'd love to have it out by May, but it's difficult to hit those kind of deadlines in the music business, I'm afraid. Everything always takes longer than you think.
Oh, take me to Clare Island.